since I'm doing oral history, and I'm a big fan of oral history, I discovered that you participated in the oral history project for the Junior League of Tulsa. And how did that come about? Do you know? Either, maybe you don't know why they did it, but they came to you to be one of the interviewers.
I am assuming it was because I was a member then. In the early days of that, in membership, you had certain jobs, I wouldn't call it a job, but projects that you it would be good for you to be in, because they were trying to get you to be throughout the community in whatever role you might have. So I'm imagining that's how it came about.
So you took that on, and because you had a curious mind, and you were interviewing people anyway.
Right.
I suppose that's one of the reasons they selected you. And I went through the lists. I don't have the whole list here, but one of them was Walter Biscup.
Yes.
A longtime reporter and editor for the Tulsa World. Anything significant about talking to him or what you learned?
Of course, I absolutely loved him. Gruff, curmudgeon-y, wonderful guy. I think he is the one who looked like notorious machine gun killer guy. And I'm
machine gun Kelly, they talked about?
I'm not going to know. But he looked very similar to that human being. And he was mistaken for him sometimes. He even got to know the girlfriend of this particular gangster. This was back in the gangster days. Mm-hmm. And he even knew the girlfriend. And Walter took me to lunch one day, and he said, up those stairs is where I met the girlfriend of so-and-so, and had funny stories to tell about being in other places and people avoiding him because they thought he was this gangster.
Some of the other names that jumped out to me was Malvina Stevenson.
Yes, I loved Malvina. I did know her real well.
And she was a Tulsa World editor,
right?
Or a writer.
Right.
But she moved to Washington.
And she was a big writer in Washington, too.
Writing about...
About the Washington scene, I think.
The social scene?
Yeah.
There?
I believe so. Because I even went there to see her one time, and just for the afternoon or something, I saw her in Washington.
And then the interview you did with her, she talked about her early days as a female reporter.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Did you face any issues? Probably not, as being female.
No, particularly probably in the area that I was
right,
in.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But you remember Bob Forsman?
Oh, yeah. He was with the Tribune, I think.
Okay. He talked about important news stories of the 30s and 40s, discusses a murder case and criminals in Tulsa.
How interesting.
Right, right. But I skipped over Lewis Meyer. And I shouldn't have, because if he was here, he'd called me on it. You interviewed Lewis B. Meyer.
Yes.
Tell us who he was.
He was a local bookstore owner, and I always thought kind of a philosopher. He was very quiet, very soft-spoken, fun to talk to, always had a lot of books he wanted. And because I kind of knew him outside of his bookstore, although I don't exactly remember why, he was just very kind and kind of a soft person.
But he'd been on KVOO for many years, and actually, I could make sense out of it, maybe even a two-hour program on that radio station.
Mm-hmm.
So he became known publicly
right. That
way.
Right.
And I had him on when I was at KRMG for a long time, and he was very engaging and very, very interesting. I would imagine, the newspaper business has changed so much. Today, they wouldn't have time for a People and Places column, would they?
I don't think so.
Or space.
Or anywhere. Space,
yeah. We've lost a lot of that. Why have we?
Print media, just seems to have, it hasn't disappeared, but it's kind of fading, I think.
Seems to be fading.
Right. I think there's just so much more immediacy on all news. Everybody gets their news on TV, radio still, thank goodness, online.
Yeah.
I have met people that have never even looked at a newspaper. They're, of course, usually younger. They don't take it. They don't even think about it.
Right.
And they get it online. And I think, I guess, because I met a woman one time who was an engineer, and I thought, gosh, she is going to be so interesting, because I bet she's really, really smart. Someone had just gotten through talking about, oh, they took the Wall Street Journal or several different papers, and I said, well, how do you get your news, or something to that effect? And she said, on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I didn't say anything, but I, in my mind, I thought, oh. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Right. Right. Yeah, and readership has gone down, of course, for newspapers, and many have folded across the country.
Yeah.
So it's sad, but I want you to know that I'm one that has to have the paper in my hand.
Me too.
And I read the Delsa World, I get the New York Times in my hand.
Exactly, me too. My husband and I have our coffee and the newspaper, and that is the serendipity of how the whole day begins.
Yes, absolutely.
We can discuss back and forth, argue about what we, you know.
I'm with you there.
Yeah.
I'm with you. We just have to have that. Because I think people who read even the Tulsa World online don't get the full flavor.
Oh, they don't.
You know, of what's happening. And you can easily miss a story on, I know they electronically send it to you, but it just doesn't jump out.
Yeah, it just doesn't.
However, papers are forced to do that, and it is a revenue generator for them. Mm-hmm. People buy that or buy both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have editors who would look at your copy when you send it in, mm-hmm. and people would proof it or say, I think you should change this and that?
Yeah, yes. We had, you know, like the head of whatever department, like I was in the women's department, so we would have that editor and she would do it. Sometimes one of the other editors out in the rest of the room would look at it as well, not as often. I was called down because they said, well, you said that Betsy Horowitz gave a Christmas party. And they said, that's wrong. And I said, no, it's not, because she invited me and she had a Christmas party. But they wouldn't really want to change it around or use different words. They would want to help me, is how I looked at it. Like, oh no, that would be really a bad mistake. Don't do, you know, so. And sometimes they were right, and of course, most of the time I was right.
Of course you were. So did that feel funny at sometimes when you felt you were really right and they said, no, you should write it this way? You have to give in to their assessment?
Well, you know, it didn't happen very often.
Okay, I'm sure not.
I'm sure, surely that must be, but I don't know that I ever lost. But I could have. You know, I wish I had a more vivid recollection of all the things you're asking me, because I would love to know myself.
After it went to print and somebody read it in the paper, and then did they come to you and you shouldn't have done this and that?
People would call and say, you shouldn't have given them that space. That they're not a good person.
Oh.
And I would say, well, it's not. You wouldn't want me to be the judge of who is the right person to be quoted. I said that you wouldn't want that. That would be bad. Just let everybody do their thing and the chips fall where they may.
So they did call and say
that. Okay, two or three times I can remember.
Yeah.